Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Three vital chapters reveal God's plan for the ages. Leviticus 23, outlining the seven festivals of Jehovah, showing God's view of the history of Israel. Matthew 13, with seven parables, explaining God's view of the history of the kingdom. And the seven assemblies in Revelation 2 and 3 unfold God's view of the history of the church. If we link Leviticus 23 and 25, we see the following pattern. In chapter 23, verses 1 to 3, we have a Sabbath, or rest day, every 7 days. In chapter 23, verse 4, we are introduced to the seven festivals in the year. In chapter 23, verse 5, we see the Passover, which changed the seventh month of the civil year to the first month of the religious year. See Exodus 12. While the next feast of unleavened bread, chapter 23, verses 6 to 8, was held for 7 days. In chapter 23, verses 9 to 14, we have first fruits on the 17th day of the month, followed by Pentecost, chapter 23, verses 15 to 21, the first day of the week following seven Sabbaths. Then, in the seventh month, there were three festivals: trumpets on the first day of the seventh month, chapter 23, verses 23 to 25, then the Day of Atonement, chapter 23, verses 26 to 32, and concluding with another seven-day festival, that of Tabernacles, chapter 23, verses 33 to 36. As if that isn't enough of a pattern to show God's perfect plan, when we turn to chapter 25, we have a special sabbatical year to be held every 7 years, and a year of Jubilee, celebrated in the year following 7 times 7 years. But for all that, God is not only perfect, he is also practical. The festivals were grouped into three periods, three tucked into the first month before harvesting the field crops, one in the third month after they had garnered in all the grain, and three in the seventh month after harvesting the almonds, orchard fruit, and grapes, but before the olives. Now wait till we see God's blueprint for history.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.